Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I don't get it.
Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. This is Ashley.
Lauren.
I know, I'm sorry I did it.
And Naz.
Did what?
Lauren doesn't like you when we sing our song anymore.
I don't get it.
Podcast. I want. Can't do it.
It annoys me too now, but it's so natural.
I don't get it podcast.
It's just an opening line.
It hurts your soul.
It's our signature. It's like a cereal jingle.
So today I thought we would talk about not knowing you're pregnant, but baby being pregnant.
What do you mean?
Unexpectedly expecting.
What?
What do you mean?
You know, when you're unexpectedly...
Are you unexpectedly expecting?
You mean like when you're pregnant and you just don't know?
No. Or when you know and it happens suddenly?
Yeah, when you like weren't expecting to get pregnant and you do.
Ashley, are you pregnant?
No, I'm kidding with you guys. I'm not.
But like, got emotional.
Lauren got so excited. Lauren's like, yeah, I have a job for the next year now.
Literally, 100K a year, please.
I said 70.
Wait, okay. Did you take a pregnancy test? Do you think you are?
No, but I was just like, it's just, could you imagine that being your situation?
Yeah. I mean,
Lauren's like, yeah, I've been there a couple times. I've had to imagine deeply.
Yeah. I've had to imagine many a times. But you're in a good situation if that did happen to you. But a lot of others, not very good.
That's so true. I actually think it's great when people unexpectedly are expecting. Did I say it right? Because you know how so many people hold back from having kids? Because they're like, I have to have this job. I want to have this much money in my account. And really, it's like, is there ever really a great time to have kids?
Right.
Probably not. So if you just got it, you got to...
I feel like one of my scared times, maybe just should have been the time where I got pregnant.
No.
Because now it's just getting too late.
It is.
So yeah. I just should have accidentally had one years ago.
I don't think there was one guy that you were scared about being pregnant with that you should have been pregnant with.
Was there one?
Maybe there was one.
You would never.
You never had a scare with that one.
Too bad. Too bad. He was so careful.
He
also had a trust fund.
Damn, that would have been a great time to have it.
Fuck.
Was he hot?
Yes.
What a missed opportunity.
I know.
Wow.
God, oh, we're like the cliche fucker girls just trying to get the good guy.
I'm going to find my great husband and have an ugly kid. Because it's always the fuckboys that, you know, you want those genes.
You want those appearances.
I'm just kidding. I don't.
I did just hear of a girl who got married, but she knew she was like 3 months pregnant, but she wanted to enjoy her wedding, aka drink a little bit. So she didn't take a pregnancy test, but basically knew she was pregnant.
No.
Yes.
Ignorance is bliss.
Literally, she was like, I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant, but I could just be really late. But she knew she was pregnant, so she like enjoyed her wedding.
Oh, that's not good.
The baby's fine, apparently.
Oh, apparently. Well, we don't know yet.
I think she's going to give birth in like a month.
How does she know then? It's not out yet.
I don't know. Like, you can see inside.
Another podcast that I think we need to do is people who just delivered and they didn't know they were pregnant. Yeah, just
I don't know, took a shit and a baby came out?
Yes.
That
It happens to a surprising amount of people. I even know someone whose cousin did that. So there you go. There's an automatic guess.
Could you imagine?
Can you imagine going to poop and a baby comes out?
I just can't imagine you being so regular on your period, so unregular on your
irregular,
that like you're like 9 months of that period, no big deal.
that's Lizzie.
Yeah, I know. But it's like all the kicking in my stomach must be indigestion.
That's true. Like, there's kicking in there. Like,
so there's, like,
I don't know. I've had some pieces of veggie bacon that kick sometimes.
True.
Yeah.
What? Veggie bacon does kick.
Yeah. Don't ever eat veggie bacon.
Or Hot Pockets. Morning. Yeah. Breakfast Hot Pockets.
Yeah. Anything that smells like Band-Aids when you heat it up, don't eat it.
Stop it. So it's like, nope. Okay, kicking, no period. And my stomach is like got a, you know, an unusual basketball in there.
Unusual basketball.
I don't.
And well, some people don't start showing until the third trimester, I feel like.
Yeah.
And you could easily just think that you're gaining weight, right?
And you could give birth like in the beginning.
Actually, this is so wacky. I think it's the most, I think it's the wackiest thing ever. And then I had, it's like, and then I had a baby in the toilet, of course, like at the rest stop.
Of course, in Carl's Jr.
Yes, Carl's Jr. at like the truck stop.
Yeah.
Only those places. Yeah.
Well, good. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You really showed me up.
It's a great.
Oh, thank you.
But you're not pregnant, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm not pregnant.
But if you had one.
But if I had one, of course, no big deal. That was like last year.
When I had
when
one.
When I actually
when you had one
took
last
a pregnancy
year.
Test, remember?
Yeah.
Because my period was 3 hours late. I know it sounds so ridiculous, but I'm that normal on my pill over the past 8 years that I've never like gotten my period at night. So like I always get it before like 3 p.m. So when it wasn't there by 3 p.m.
You were freaking out.
I was like, okay.
This
and
is
then
it.
Jared flipped out. We were engaged. And
get
I was like, we're engaged.
It
doesn't
like,
matter.
Okay.
Like, why is this even a big deal? My mom will be happy. And then he was just like, but we have to decide whether we're going to move to the East Coast.
Like then.
That was what he was stressed about for like those 4 hours.
The child, you can take a baby on a plane.
Yeah, he's
fine.
Like, the child must come out in Rhode Island. No. It must have a Rhode Island birth certificate.
That's so true.
So true.
That's
right? Like, he all he cares about the birth certificate.
Yeah, all he thought about was where we were going to live.
He will love Tom Brady and be born in Rhode Island.
Wow.
So funny. But yeah, then we took
a
pregnancy test.
This brings up a great question because if you, would you rather that situation or plan for it? Because
I'd
of all the anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause like, it's kind of fun to be like, is it this month? No. This month?
It's
yeah.
I think that's
like
anxiety inducing. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's scary.
I like the thought of trying. I like scheduled plans.
Yes, of course.
Quick break to talk about ancient nutrition. And before we get started on this, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food or Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. So while in hair school, I obviously learned about, like, you know, some actual biology things. And did you know that your hair, skin, nails, and connective tissues are all made of collagen? Pretty shocking. And all those things are things that we really care about. Because we are young, thriving, trying to stay on top of our game, look our best. So collagen is the key word here. And generally speaking, once you turn 30, your body naturally slows its production of collagen down. And the standard modern diet typically won't help either since it is lacking in collagen. That's why collagen supplementation is so popular in wellness and beauty community and why Ancient Nutrition created a multi-collagen protein. So Ancient Nutrition's multi-collagen protein supports healthy skin, healthy joints, and healthy gut and nails. Plus, instead of one or two collagen types, Ancient Nutrition's multi-collagen protein features 5 collagen types. It's simply a flavorless powder that you can put into a glass of water or your coffee. So it's easy enough to get healthy by just putting a little pack in your water or coffee. It's made from 4 food sources, beef, chicken, fish, and eggshell membrane, and all non-GMO, grass-fed, cage-free, and cruelty-free sources, and it contains 9 grams of protein and 0 grams of carbs and fat. That's all what we want to hear. 9 grams of protein and 0 grams of carbs and fat. That's all what we want. And there are a lot of options out there, especially as collagen is a trending now. So stick with Ancient Nutrition's multi-collagen protein, the one multi-collagen praised by Better Nutrition, Women's Health, and many more. So get $10 off right now at ancientnutrition.com. That's ancientnutrition.com and use the promo code GETIT. That's a special offer for our listeners and a simple way to support our show. So please, if you do go to Ancient Nutrition, use the code GETIT to get $10 off ancientnutrition.com and use the promo code GETIT. ancientnutrition.com, promo code get it.
Well, I actually went to the, you know, the gyno, and she gave me a big lesson on fertility. And she says that trying is by definition having sex 3 times a week.
That's it?
And like, of course, not having a goalie. Of course.
Not having a what?
A goalie. You know, like condom, a condom or a birth control.
A goalie?
You've never heard pulling the goalie?
Like a soccer goalie?
Yeah, the goalie, like the blockage, you know?
That's what people call condoms.
Do you know
what are we in kindergarten? Take off the goalie.
I've never heard
that term before.
It's a hockey reference.
It's a hockey reference.
They have goalies in soccer, though.
Yeah, but it's because in hockey, if the team is losing, they'll pull the goalie and leave an empty net.
Yeah.
Because they need an extra skater. Point is, it's an empty net, so it's easy to score.
Jared, understand the reference. Wait. It's kindergarten.
Wait, Jared.
I'm not going to call my condom a goalie.
Wait, Jared, tell her what Justin said to your dad. So our brother-in-law said, he told his father-in-law, just letting you know, Fred, Shannon and I pulled the goalie.
No, this is a true story. It happened like 3 weeks ago.
Hey, Jared, come back.
How about our wedding? He told him. Was Fred happy?
Yeah, I think he was a little
like, not like we're trying to have a baby, but like, I'm not using a condom, bro.
I'm coming inside your daughter.
Oh my God.
Well, if Shannon's husband said it, I'm down. I love Shannon. That's anything funny. In Shannon's world. But
it's not that weird because it's their husband.
Right. Yeah.
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 Like boyfriend, girlfriend.
I've never heard that before. That's such a funny term.
Yeah, well, that is funny.
Yeah, you know, you just gotta one time.
So.
And then he walks away.
One time.
So. On our honeymoon, I FaceTimed my mom, and my melasma was really bad, which is, like, you know, birth control induced. And my mom, like, this is 3 days into marriage, she's like, you don't have to be on birth control anymore. You should just get off of it.
Mom's amazing.
And I go,
she's just ready.
She's so ready.
So now she's like, stick it in. It's so weird how you, like, get married.
Your mom said stick it in.
She's basically saying that. Basically. Yeah. Like, yeah. You get married and all of a sudden your parents are, like, so pro you having sex with
them. Why are parents so obsessed with us having kids? Is it because they feel like they're just going to be too old to take care of a grandkid?
I think
I get so offended. I'm like, Mom, you hate, like, you complain about having me. Why do you want another one?
I think you get to play with it and give it gifts without really having to, like, take care of it. So it's nice.
I think you miss... the feeling of having a baby because it's been 30 years since.
And it's your baby having a baby, which is almost cuter than just having a baby, you know?
That's the way you just said it. 100%.
There you go. Yeah.
It's your baby having a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, I'm going to be more close to my own baby.
Did you know that when you orgasm, you're more likely to conceive?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, why is that? Like muscle contractions?
I don't know. It's just a theory.
But like on WebMD or on like
a whole orgasm.com. Bunch of blogs of like conceiving things.
Yeah, then that's definitely real for everyone listening.
Yeah.
Another thing about trying is that like you kind of have to like plan a little bit beforehand. So I have to get off birth control, the doctor said, three months before we technically start trying. Because it might take 3 months for everything to, like, kind of balance out again.
That's really good to know, because I always feel like taking birth control for, like, what, 10 whatever years now?
Yeah.
I'm like, am I going to be fertile?
That's what I always
think. She said it's no big deal. I told her it was 8 years, and she was like, that's totally normal. It shouldn't be an issue.
It's kind of like, doesn't that scare you guys?
No.
Like, it takes 3 months to
no,
get back.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
It, like, it
I think
could
you could
be.
Skip one day and get pregnant,
you can.
Right?
Like, yeah, you know, yeah. Lindsay, she got pregnant the week after she stopped. And she
really?
Was on it for that long of a time, too.
Wow.
It's just to be
like,
sure.
Just to be sure. Right.
Like, start counting from that time.
Not, yeah.
Okay. Right.
And then also, guys can't go in hot tubs or take baths.
Why? Because it kills the swimmers?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it, like, makes
a
them
bath?
Lazy.
A bath?
Yeah, Tanner, when they were trying to get pregnant, he couldn't take baths because
oh,
they
he
were,
loves
like,
baths.
And he loves baths.
How do you know that?
He loves baths.
That's his morning routine.
No, in the morning?
Yes, in
who
the
is
morning.
He, Hugh Hefner?
Before,
what?
Before he went to go work at the car dealership, he would take a bath.
Takes a bath in the morning. Bath is for evening.
I know. That is weird.
What kind
of
life do
have
you
live? Ever had a bath in the morning when you like wake up too early, then you slide into
all
the bath?
Time. It's nice
no, I'm
little,
not rich.
It's actually orgasm-esque.
Okay.
You go in and it's like your entire body's like, whoa.
I think you're weird.
Really?
That's never
what
happened
about
to me. I take baths all
she had an
morning.
Orgasm.
the tingles that happen to your entire body as you like going from like room to cold temperature into.
No. You mean from like an ice cold bath to heating?
No. Just like in the morning when your sentences and your nerve endings are like so sensitive.
Look, I put my foot in, then I put my butt in, then I sit there for 5 minutes, and then I slowly submerge and then come back up. I don't like go immediately like
no, submerge.
Same. Same.
Submerge.
But sometimes when you just put your legs in and
Lauren,
just
go- Lauren, no? Why are you submerging yourself?
It's a bath. What else do you do? You're yeah, submerging.
What are you talking about?
Like all the way under?
No,
if I'm washing my hair, that
shoulders.
Submerge means to go all the way under the water.
No, it doesn't. It means to like
look up the definition of submerge. Isn't that what submarine?
Sometimes I submerge. Sometimes I half submerge.
I think that submerging just means like the majority goes in.
Okay, so anyways, no baths or hot tubs for Jared.
Yeah, not that we have a bath for him to use or anything.
Oh.
But if we were on vacation and he couldn't go in a hot tub, he'd refuse.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's obsessed with hot tubs. Yeah. Too.
I wish I could.
Who
give
isn't
him a
obsessed
hot tub.
With hot tubs? I love hot tubs.
He's really into them.
Okay. Well, good to know. Yeah. Good to know for a couple months from now when you start trying.
Do you guys consider hot tubs like do you shower after a hot tub?
I don't. I don't give a fuck. I don't understand. Like people who are like, oh my goodness, must shower off the chlorine.
I don't get people who just go in a hot tub and they're like, yeah. I'm like, have you bathed? And they're like, yeah, I was in the hot tub yesterday. That's not a bath.
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, but guess what? We also don't need to bathe as much as we do.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time with, you know, the pool and the hot tub in the backyard. I'd be like, I went in the pool yesterday. So like technically the germs in my body are clean from the chlorine. Mm-hmm. If you're like weird about chlorine being on you.
Yeah.
Then
well, in
sure.
your hair. I don't like
yeah,
chlorine
you should
in
wash
hair.
Out your hair, but yeah. only if you're really blonde.
Yeah. Only if you're really blonde. And plus that's like our own private pool.
Right.
So like, I know it's not swimming with germs. If I went to the water yeah. mine, I would be
you
washing
go on a fire
my,
hazard
the water
suit.
Mine. Mine. Fire hazard suit.
That was the theme park near our house. Okay.
I just want everyone to know that I'm a chef out there. I'm a cook. I've learned. Through HelloFresh, I have learned how to cook. And now that I have got the basics down with the kits that they send me, I have a better idea of like seasoning and cooking and pairing and tasting and all of that. So if you guys want to feel a little more confident in the kitchen, it's basically like a class. HelloFresh is basically like a class that you take and you really can't mess up because there are pictures and there are instructions. And you taste, you're making it, and you're like, wow, I don't know how this is going to turn out. But every time I make it exactly how they tell me to make it, it is a delicious meal that I'm shocked that I put together. There's also something for everyone. You can choose between different like kits. You can have a calorie smart kit, a vegetarian, like a burger, like a meat one, a veggie one, so many different things. And they're also flexible. You can add extra meals to your weekly order, as well as yummy add-ons like garlic bread and cookie dough to have the appetizers and dessert included in your HelloFresh meal for the night, and easily change your delivery days, food preferences, or skip a week whenever you want. I am so glad that I discovered HelloFresh because everyone's always like, what are you cooking tonight? I'm like, who cooks? Who thinks to cook? But I'm like, you know what? I may make a handcrafted, delicious, juicy burger on my very own. And I feel like I'm finally an adult. Basically, I'm an adult now. So, you guys want to try to be an adult and try cooking and becoming a world-class chef, basically like me, you guys should totally try HelloFresh by using our code GETIT9. So for a limited time only, guys, listen up, that you get 9 free meals. 9 free meals with HelloFresh. You go to HelloFresh.com/GETIT9 and enter GETIT9, that's GETIT, the number 9, and you get 9 free meals. So that's incredible. This would be the time to try it if you haven't tried HelloFresh. You get 9 free meals, so why not? And also on top of this, it's a lot more inexpensive to use HelloFresh to make meals, I think, because I went grocery shopping with my friend who was cooking for her family of 4, and I was like, it was tallying up, it was racking up. And I'm like, and she also has to put thought into it, the seasoning, how many meats and all of these things. And then you get to the register and it's like,
$60 for one meal. And I'm like, I honestly told her, I was like, get HelloFresh. You got the seasoning in there. You got the meat. You got the sides. You got everything in this box. You don't have to think about a thing. So go try HelloFresh. This is the time to do it. For a limited time only, get 9 meals free with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/getit9 and enter getit9. Okay? Try it now and let me know what you guys think.
I have an I don't get it for this week. Okay. So I was at Universal Studios, and I don't get why people buy the turkey legs at amusement parks. I think it is barbaric. Where the fuck are we? The woods? And it looks disgusting.
This is an I don't get it that I can't believe we haven't covered over the past 2 years, because people don't eat turkey legs like that if they're not at a theme park.
That's so true. Also, it's a mobile food, though. That's why it's there. What? It's a mobile food. You just grab it and you walk.
So is a hot dog. All food is mobile. You can pick it up and move it. All food is mobile.
I would say that, like,
right.
What? I know. It's a one-handed food is what she means. And it's not a knife and fork food. But why would anyone want that over a hot dog? Also, find it disgusting, though, because all it is just straight meat, and then you know that you see, like, all the, like, the tendons
even on,
and the muscles.
Ew, the tendons, and the, like, veins. It's, yeah, like, blood veins, it is, on a bone.
Even on Thanksgiving, I don't eat turkey, so why would I eat it walking around and without any gravy or sauce or any kind?
And also, where are these massive turkeys being produced? It's like, are we sure we're not eating ostrich? Oh. Like, why is it this big? Like, am I Fred Flintstone?
Totally genetically modified.
It's disgusting.
Why would you have a turkey leg that has no sauce, no friedness?
Disgusting.
When you could have a friedness in every bite and sauce in every bite.
And your hand is so greasy. It's the grease that gets me.
It's like, really
what is this oil? Do we have grease inside our
bodies? I've never eaten a turkey leg, so I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe I'd enjoy it.
So you've watched someone eat one, right?
Yeah, they're like the 50-year-old man walking around with a Flintstone shirt on.
Yeah, it's barbaric. Yeah.
Well, what else don't we get at theme parks as far as food? Because it is weird. There's like certain theme park food that you don't find anywhere else.
I don't get how some rides that are 5 minutes long is a 45-minute wait.
Wow.
It's like, or not even. These rides are 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
Why am I waiting 45 minutes for a 30-second ride? Let's go, Susan. Strap them up and get them out.
Okay, I don't get everybody's obsession with fall boots. I know they look nice, guys. I know they look nice. I know, Lauren, don't flip out. It's just, they hurt. It's like wearing, like, heels everywhere.
Right. So the thing is, boots, they're not for walking.
Yeah, boots are not for walking.
High-heeled boots are not for walking. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
and they're only for the East Coast or cold climates, because you can't walk around here with high-heeled boots sweating your ass off.
Exactly.
It hurts more when you're hot because your feet are expanding and the boot's getting smaller.
Mm-hmm. Science. No, because then your feet are all numb, and then it's like bang, bang, bang on numb, cold toes.
But then you get to take them off and be like, ooh, now they're getting warm.
You're also slipping all over ice on the East Coast, and you're also getting them submerged in cold water when you walk through puddles. And now your feet are not just ouchy in, like, the constraints of what is really just a high heel. And then it also is frigid.
I'm really impressed with you guys using submerged this much. yeah, boots suck.
Boots suck. They hurt. Everybody dreams of the outfit that they're going to create with boots. And then they realize they're just miserable in them.
I don't get why I have to wax my lip every other day. I don't know. The hair on my lip grows faster than any other part of my body.
Are you taking biotin?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, you...
And you can't really laser it off.
Why are you waxing it?
What else would I do? Shave it?
Why can't you laser your mustache? Of course you can.
You know that I use the straight razor because I can't wax it.
Then that's the sharp little babies coming.
I know, but at least you don't see it. And at least it's so quick to take care of. When you wax, you have to grow it out a bit. And it rips my skin.
See, I'd rather wax in one swoop, and then it comes back in like 3 days.
That's crazy. It comes back in 3 days.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen. That's the whole point of waxing, so that you're smooth for like 2 weeks.
Why don't you get the little? Have you seen people that shave their face now with an actual razor?
Yeah, I do that.
with a razor.
No, it's a straight razor.
No, people shave their face with like the razor for your
man
legs.
Razor?
Yes.
No, that's not right.
That's a thing now. That's shaving your face.
That's weird.
Yep, I agree.
I don't get shaving your face with a razor for your legs. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Who does that?
Everyone on Instagram. Instagram, everywhere. I'll Google it right now.
Like a Schick or Gillette razor?
Like a Gillette razor.
That's really weird.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it works and your hair doesn't grow back that quick, which is weird because when you shave, your hair does grow back really fast.
No, that's a wives tale.
Oh.
That's absolutely proven wives tale.
Really?
Yes.
My leg hairs grow back fast.
It's an illusion. Mm. It's because they're spiky and short. It looks like it.
I just stopped shaving my legs because no guy has seen it in years, so I don't even shave. It's like a hairy terrain down
there.
Saving
on razors.
Yeah.
How about your cha-cha, though?
Laser.
Is it? It's completely lasered still.
It's baby's bottom,
and it's still like that.
Yep.
Because I went did a whole year of lasering, like my legs, my arms, and all that stuff. And if I go 2 months without going to the laser place, it's just
it grows back
thinner for sure. But it's just there.
You guys have great hair.
My hair, my vagina is hairier than it was before I got lasered.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
You guys have great hair growing genes.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm like a naked mole rat.
You really only grow hair from your head.
I know. That's why. That's why I don't have eyebrows. It's amazing. Not a blessing. It's terrible.
Yeah, but you don't get it too much on your bikini line. You don't get it on your arms. You don't get it on your mustache. You don't get it on your toes.
Yeah, you have hair on your toes?
Yeah, we have to shave our toes.
I shave my toes.
Ew.
Attention, everyone. This is just a reminder that the 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now on sale, and you don't want to miss this one because it comes with, as usual, full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products that are sent straight to your doorstep. And we take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. They just come up with the best items and they put them in this box and they send them right to you. And it's Christmas. You get to be a child again. Imagine that, and open up a surprise box every season. I'm usually so excited for the fall and winter FabFitFun boxes because they usually come with the most incredibly soft scarves or blankets or shawls. I'm literally cuddled up with one right now. And everyone that comes over is like, this blanket, though. And I'm like, I know, FabFitFun, what do you know? But this month, I was extra surprised because I got a straightener, a hair straightener, and not a shitty one, a really, really good hair straightener. So that was one of my favorite products among many others. You can also go online and pick things that you absolutely need in your box. You can customize it so you know that when you get that at your doorstep, you're like, oh, it's a thing I ordered, I'm so excited. FabFitFun's also great for just experimenting with new products. Maybe sometimes you go into Sephora and you see something, you're like, I don't know. But here you get to try it out and see if that's like your new product that you'll be using for the rest of your life. So it gets you out of your comfort zone. So if you want to try the fall FabFitFun seasonal subscription box with full size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products, it retails for $49.99, but it always is a value over $200. So to get that incredible value, use our coupon code GETIT for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Again, that's fabfitfun.com. And again, guys, listen up. You don't want to miss out. You know these boxes sell out fast. It's $49.99, but it's always a value over $200. So go to fabfitfun.com and use the coupon code GETIT for $10 off your first box.
We actually haven't talked about how you guys took me to Burger King.
Finally, oh, yeah.
On the podcast.
You guys, we took Naz to Burger King and she liked it.
Because of the bet
yeah.
that we made. Ashley was like, well, if I
literally,
get married,
like,
you
almost
have that
3 years
King.
Ago.
She ate a burger and she enjoyed.
Yeah. The Whopper is pretty good.
Pretty good.
The bread's bomb. I think the bread is really what makes
and
it.
And the mayo.
I don't like the
mayo,
sauce.
I think. Oh, the sauce is my favorite. The sauce with the onions is the best part for me.
Mm. I don't like onions. Onions polarizing?
I don't know.
I think
how could you not like onions?
How could you like onions?
I love when tomato seeps in with the mayo and it's like a pinky sort of delicious.
Ew, to me, it's like blood.
Yeah. No, it's not blood, though.
It's not, but it's too soggy.
Pink sauce is the best. It means it's a mix of tomato and cream.
Here's the thing. I hate soggy things, so the sauce cannot make the burger soggy. And I feel like there's a very fine line with how much sauce, because it could go sog real quick.
I just realized I better have a side of salsa with my burrito.
And I was just thinking that I better have gotten onions on mine.
Wow.
Riveting conversation.
What else we got going on, guys?
So you guys know I covered Maleficent recently. And so obviously it was the second movie that Angelina came back for.
Yeah.
And we learned more about Maleficent. I won't spoil it if you guys want to.
I never saw the first one.
Watch it. You haven't seen the first one? Oh, Lauren, I feel like you love them.
Yeah.
Love Angelina Jolie. Anyways, it got me thinking, you know, which other Disney villains should get their own spinoffs, and what is the next Disney live action remake that we want to see?
Scar should have his own.
Scar should have his own. I don't think Scar is that. I guess he does kind
of. He's the worst. He's the scariest.
He's not the scariest. I think Ursula should have her own.
Yeah, but she didn't kill anyone, especially a daddy.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to see, like, you could be, like, go back in time and see what Scar did when Simba left. There was, like, good how many years in between there?
Yeah, you're right.
God, I should be a film writer.
Yeah, that would be really good. There's a lot missing there. Scar gets his own, like, prequel.
Yeah.
I really want them. I'm so torn because you guys, we've talked about how much we love Hercules. I really want a Hercules live action because the music is so good. But then I'm like, they would ruin it, I feel like. Like, it wouldn't. The person casted probably wouldn't give it justice.
Who would we cast as Hercules?
As Hercules, I feel just like have James have to be Wood be the star, obviously.
James Wood.
Who's the villain?
Oh, I was going to say, but Hercules.
Oh, you
want to
do
probably
live action? Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I was still on the villains.
Yeah.
No, oh, Hades would have a perfect own movie.
I think that.
He's so funny.
It would just have to be like Chris Hemsworth. I mean, it's just like.
Too obvious.
I know it's obvious, you guys, but that's like the first one that came to my head. Feel like
newcomer.
He's
newcomer.
Too old to be Hercules.
Yeah, that's true.
God, who would be Hercules?
Well, what other live actions did you guys want to see?
You know, I've really been thinking about this one, and I think that the next live action should be, I don't fucking know.
Lauren!
I don't
they
know.
They are running out of
They're
them.
They're running out. Now, they've done
them all. Hottest.
No, I don't think they can do
Aren't
that
they already?
Story.
Oh my God. That's
not. They would have to do it the right way.
Yeah,
just like how they're
historically.
Doing
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they already did that with that Colin Farrell movie. The New World.
I never saw
which
that.
Which I never saw either.
Okay, so do it right. Get a sexiest blonde guy in there with a steel plate on his chest. Don't do it right, okay? And we'll have Janice, who did our chakras the other day, be Pocahontas.
Yeah, she was amazing.
She was literally singing with the wind.
Can you guys tell me about getting your chakras? Did you guys think it was just all hoopla
was
in the beginning?
Was it called Reiki?
Reiki.
Can I call it Reiki?
Probably. I don't know.
She called it Rafiki at the beginning.
Oh my God, Ashley. I'm shocked because Ashley and Lauren never do this kind of, you know, holistic healing type of meditative mindfulness practices.
We did it for a show idea. Okay, guys. So we did it and it was relaxing. I'll say that. I could have definitely used a blankie.
I felt good.
What is Reiki?
Okay, so basically we lay down. She has some incense. She puts the bowls. I don't know what they're made out of. Around our head, and then she puts one bowl on our stomach.
Sound bowl, right?
Sound bowl, and then she places crystals in our palms and on our forehead, all the way going down on our chakras. And each stone is placed on a chakra, and it means something specifically. And then she like, what else does she like? Brings the bowls. Blows on you, touches your chakras individually.
And the whole point is what?
To align your chakras and clear out any negative energy that's been sitting there. And then she did a guided meditation, which was cool.
And how did you guys feel? Did you like it?
I just felt like I wanted to take a nap afterward.
So
you didn't feel anything really.
I mean, I didn't feel like spiritually relieved.
No, I didn't feel spiritually relieved. I felt like it was like you could feel your body tingling, which is basically just vibrations, but maybe vibrations mean things, blah, blah, blah. I want to get into it.
No, I did feel like vibrations, and I felt like energy transferring between our bodies.
Yeah.
For sure, but like I don't know that like anything was being cleared out.
Mm. But you felt energy? I'm sure that means something was cleared out. No, I felt energy
like physically.
Oh.
Well, you guys, I recently got off my anxiety, depression medication, whatever, Prozac. And that's another conversation for Dr. Mike, honestly. But I've been feeling very down. And I feel my chin shaking, almost crying all the time. So I feel like it's very nice to have better help on my side whenever I do feel that way, especially if I'm in public or I'm at school or something and I can't just cry willy-nilly, you know. So you have a therapist at your fingertips. I usually text my therapist with BetterHelp. It's confidential, it's private, it's convenient, and it's affordable. And there's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. And it's a very helpful tool if you don't have access to a normal therapist that you would see like once a week or once every other week or something, because it's really hard to find one that you like. So there are 4 communication modes. You can text, chat, phone, or video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. If you're feeling down and you need some help, then you can start talking to someone within 24 hours. It's amazing. And there's financial aid available for those who qualify. It's secure, convenient, professional, and affordable, but it is not a crisis line. So don't rely on it for those things. There are hotlines that we can provide for you if you need. So best of all, it's truly an affordable option, and I Don't Get It listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code GET IT. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/get it and simply fill out a questionnaire that'll help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love today. And that's betterhelp.com/get it. During the guided meditation, it was basically just like, hey, Lauren, get back into therapy.
Really?
So why do you think that?
I wasn't affected by the meditation thing at all. She was like, look at the child.
She was like, there's a redwood tree, and inside the you step into the redwood tree. You're sitting there in the dark, and you open your eyes, and there's your child self looking back at you.
And I was like, hey, you did everything you wanted to do.
She actually was very, looking at her young, cute. She goes, hey, you're cute. And
hey, you're cute.
Aww. And Ashley, you really love yourself. Yeah. I really love it.
So basically the whole story behind the meditation was to see like if you like the way you turned out and all that stuff.
So then Lauren,
I saw myself and I was like, there was like tears dripping down my eyes. I was like, do not lose your shit. So then I like sucked it back. I was like, don't think about it. Don't even think about what she's saying. Don't think about it.
And then Lauren, why did you resist?
Because I knew that.
Lauren feels like she wasted time. I feel like.
No, why did I resist crying?
Because, why resist the whole experience when it got?
Because I'd rather just do it one-on-one with the chick, and not it like wouldn't be helpful if I just like cried my eyes out and then was like, "All right, thank you."
Yeah, aww. But what were you thinking to your little self that made you sad?
You bitch. I was thinking, you bitch. No, I was thinking, wow.
Lauren's gonna cry again.
Lauren, you can cry.
She's gonna cry.
Aww. What were you thinking, Lauren?
I love the little Lauren and the big Lauren.
Little,
what were you thinking?
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking, like, aww. I don't know. I thought I'd be further than where I am now,
Lauren. But you're on the right track.
I know. I don't. You know, you just think about when you're like 8 years old or something. You imagine like, oh, when I'm 24, I'll be here and here. Like, there are obviously ridiculous things that you think about. And now that I'm like 29, I'm like, oh, those things are not going to happen for a really long
time. Oh, I love you, Lauren.
Lauren's the cutest person ever. She's so mushy inside and she never shows it.
I know. I love when you show your mushy side.
I feel old, like physically too.
So Lauren. Funny.
You know how many people feel that way, though? So many people feel so behind in life. And I really feel like when we were little, our 20s, like 25 to 30, just seemed like a true adult.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like you're doing so much and you're wasting time becoming an adult. And those years go by really fast becoming that adult. And like when you're there, like, oh, I didn't really enjoy the 20s.
Yeah. I think
your 20s is so tumultuous. Like,
you're going to have to get so much done from your 20 to your 30th year based on, like, society and stuff. Yeah.
There's so much pressure in society to, like, find your job and to, like, have your own place and to, like, get married.
You'll
never
be
that young.
You'll be this pretty, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, how am I supposed to fucking enjoy that if you're making me do this, 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 and this, you know?
That's so true.
Right. Yeah. I felt like in my 20s, I was four different people.
But I feel like that's why almost everyone you talk to says that they enjoy their 30s more than any other decade. Yeah.
I know, because they feel like they're coming into their own, right?
Yeah, but then you feel like settled, like everything finally fell into place. So like, even if you are like a little bit, have a little less energy and like maybe you have like a couple more sleep wrinkles on your face, at least you're like a lot more like content.
I just think, I think getting older is really hard. And I think when you don't, I mean, for me, obviously it's like really relationship based because like, I think my career's fine, but then I'm also like, well, when am I going to stop? Am I always going to like want more? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the next big thing? And then, yeah, every day I just think I'm going to be alone.
Right. But like, the thing
how
is,
am I ever going to really meet
like
someone?
Say I don't marry Jack, then I'm in the same boat as you. I'm just essentially starting fresh. I made absolutely no progress in a relationship. So,
because look at me, like, I didn't need any.
Yeah,
I didn't
meet anyone. So everyone's basically in the same boat.
Like, everybody is. It's
you
like
always
every...
say that, Lauren. And I agree with you in that sense. But I just feel like you have like such an easier time, like, finding someone, and you can really like find the good in people like right off the bat and like enjoy companionship. And I guess to a fault, I'm just a little more particular. And so is that gonna like prevent me from ever meeting someone? Maybe. But you know what's interesting, how you just brought up your younger self and how that made you upset. So in my work I'm doing with Dr. Mike now, he told me to watch all my like hosting videos back, because you guys know I'm really hard on myself and I don't watch anything back.
Oh yeah.
And so he was like, okay, that's your homework, is to watch your...
That's a very difficult homework. And I would not want to do
it. I didn't want to do it. But you know what's funny, Lauren? I watched some of this stuff and I was like, oh, that I wasn't that bad. I was like, actually, this is helpful. I don't want to do it. So then he told me to watch like something that I did really early on and watch something I did recently just to see the progress that I've made. So I am at home on my couch and I put on my demo reel, like my first demo reel out of college. Mm-hmm. I'm like getting teary eyed and I started crying because my voice was so much younger.
And it
just like made me cry. It was like, here was like little Naz like out of college. And I did some news story, you know, like my eyes were so watery because I was like, oh my God, she was so innocent. And like, she just wanted to do all this stuff. And like, now she has. Mm-hmm. And like, even still, you know?
Yeah, it's really
funny. So it's
really
like, is grass really greener?
That little,
like, so true. You're like, I'm so excited to do all these new things. And
that little voice though, like, oh, I don't know how it matures so much because
like, what's happening inside of us that makes it go deeper.
I don't know, but when I like watch my stuff from grad school and I like go into the booth and I try my very best to enunciate everything and sound like real, like serious person. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and then he ate three eggs a day. It's like so funny.
I think of like watching your home videos and I would go to your house for Thanksgiving and your voice is so high pitched and happy.
And it doesn't happen in one day, you know?
What do you mean?
When your voice
you're
drops.
Watching old
like
videos?
Little Ashley, when we're at your house for Thanksgiving and you're like, when you made Lauren the Prince.
She was Jack Dawson. Oh, no. And
Yeah.
Which I still have to show you the extra videos.
I have to watch it now.
I have old videos of Ashley talking about Justin Timberlake for 45 minutes.
Really?
45 minutes.
Okay, well, when you curl my hair, I want to watch that.
Well, we got to do a box.
Can I just
DVD
talk about
set.
How...
I'm so glad I lost my shit.
I was going to say, do you feel better? Like, because I feel like you resisted it in the moment. But that makes sense. There are a lot of people there. Do you feel better that you, like, let it out a little?
I think it's something I talk about a lot. It's just, like, some reason, like... Because I looked so cute when I was younger.
Know.
I looked like a raggedy person, like as like a child.
I know.
So it's kind of funny seeing that person sitting there.
See, that's why I'm affected by Lauren's little self way more than I'm affected by my own little self.
Aww.
Like if I saw little Lauren and when she
in a tree,
if she told me to see little Lauren in the tree, I would be like, okay, goodbye.
She just doesn't look like the
way she does today, and I don't know. I feel very emotional towards that little girl too.
Yeah. But I think that a lot of that emotion would probably also come from the fact that you grew so much, because that's how I felt just hearing my own voice, and then you remember like just all the shit that you went through mm-hmm. when you were that age.
That's yeah. true.
Like Lauren was just so insecure and shy. You look back as on, a
like,
little kid too.
On like teenagers and like early 20s and like, oh, that's just, you know, you're learning things, but it's like, yeah. that little girl is gonna learn those things, which is so weird.
I know. No, it is so. Oh, Lauren. Oh. I think no. It's so funny. I think it is so.
I've been
sad.
Wanting to cry for a very long time.
Aww, it's so Lauren, good to cry.
She's so cute. I could never think of Lauren as 29. Like I don't even think it's just a me sister. Thing. I don't even think it's just a me thing. I feel like everybody who is like Lauren, just like so young. Just,
that's so funny. I feel opposite.
You feel like Lauren's
I don't
old?
Think Lauren's old. I just.
You feel like she's 29?
I think... Well, don't fucking say it like that, Ashley. I'm 29.
I know, but that's what I'm talking about. You and her are both 29.
I think Lauren is much wiser than me in some parts of the world. Mm. That's what I mean is sometimes I feel like Lauren has answers and she's very sure of herself and I'm very more just open. Like, I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't really know. Maybe it is a little sister thing.
I think it's because she's your little sister.
Must be, I guess so.
Weird.
Because she is very, like, into, like,
she's back
wise.
To rough exterior, Lord.
She is
sorry, guys.
Weird.
She's gone now.
No, we got a little glimpse of her. Oh she God. Came out at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, what
time? The little Lauren.
I'm sweaty. Lauren. Stop talking about me.
You're so
I
cute.
It. I love you so much.
She's the cutest person ever. I wish I was Lauren.
Really? I feel like you wouldn't wish to be anyone but you.
Well, I really like I think Lauren's personality is the best.
Why is Lauren that? Lauren is the best.
Okay.
I think she's sore and so funny and such a little mush who's so sensitive and cares about other people so much.
Yeah. I wish I saw more of your mushy side.
All right, so. All right, well, maybe Lauren's chakras were cleared out.
I know. I almost feel like.
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, hello. I feel like it did bring that to light.
You've been saying that you wanted to cry, too. So maybe that was the built up tears.
Are you
going to
go
back
by yourself?
I kind of want Jack to go. Like, I would go with him. I don't know. I would never make an appointment. I don't know if I'd make an appointment to be like alone, but I was like looking at him yesterday. Like he believes really hard in that stuff. So I feel like it would work even more for him.
Yeah.
So if he sat there and he come out like maybe a little less like angry, that'd be awesome.
You should ask. That'd be really good for Jack.
Yeah. I was going to ask him. Like, I know it's supposed to be for me, but
I'll go back with you if Jack doesn't. Okay. I want
to
do it.
I would love to see if Jack before and after just to see
I know that he'll sit there and have tears just coming down.
Aww.
I mean, we all have traumatic shit that we like did, like just shove deep down. Mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yep.
Well.
Well, good job, guys.
Good job. Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. All right. Well, we love you guys. Thanks for listening to us ramble. Subscribe. Also, I'm doing 2 Heartbroken Anonymous events. So if you are down and you don't have anyone to talk to in the month of November, go to heartbrokenanonymous.com.
You're doing 2 in LA?
I'm doing 2 in LA. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for making me clarify that. November 14th and 16th. And yeah, I'd love to meet you guys. All right.
Sorry, I just saw a meme that is too good not to share right now.
Oh, my God, Ashley.
It says, how to clean my room. Start in one corner, find something from 6 years ago, stare at it nostalgically for 5 hours, then go to bed.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So accurate.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye, guys. Love you.
I don't
podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Weave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.